Scott, can you see me?
I'm over here
beside the Blue Pyramid.
Yes, gotcha.
You know, every time we use this thing, I'm reminded how primitive the graphics are.
Can you see
it's
me?
Like, are you that? You're the little cube guy. Here, I gotta move closer.
I thought I was like a space invader. Hey. I thought I was like a space invader.
You look dashing.
Thank you.
Just so you know what's going on, we're in a virtual reality system.
Yeah, just like that song from
Chumbawamba.
Yeah, Jamiroquai.
You may have heard this on one of our previous podcasts. A long time ago, in 1994, Scott and I were super best pals, just like we are now, but we lived apart. Scott lived in Shanghai, and I lived in Kern.
The one that's named, the city that's named after the mother on Growing Pains.
We lived apart, far apart, on different sides of the planet, much like we do now. And we each bought, it was expensive, we bought a virtual reality system. How much did that thing cost? Do you remember?
It was like $29.95.
It was expensive is what it was. And then with these goggles, we still have them working. It's amazing they still work. The floppy disks still go. Now, you may have listened to the last podcast. I was very mean to Scott. And Scott was also mean to me.
I was?
Off mic.
There's no evidence of that, actually.
After masturbating ourselves into a frenzy, we decided we should try to make up. And what better way than in virtual reality?
Right now, we're hugging.
Hey, bro, we're broing out.
Yeah.
We didn't call it that back in 1994. That term hadn't been invented yet, but
yeah.
We were doing trust falls for a few hours. We're pretty good at it. He catches me, and I catch him.
Yeah, we don't like the trust fall because it sounds a little weird. We called them a bro job.
Yeah, we gave each other bro jobs.
Yeah.
In virtual reality.
Yeah.
Why don't you meet me over by the big cube, and we'll start the show.
Wait, I'm moving over. Oh, wow.
Come on, right over here. There we are.
Wow.
Yeah, you should grab some Energon crystals and we'll get started.
All right, are we ready for the show intro?
Are you not going to eat those blue ghosts over there? Don't let them go to waste. Two jerks on the opposite sides of a planet.
Scott Future in Ottawa, Canada.
And Ray Larrabee in Nagoya, Japan. We,
we are the future jerks. I think it's our best to date.
Yeah.
I think there's something liberating about not being in your own body.
I think we should do every show in virtual reality.
I think we should, too. I think a lot of listeners would agree with that.
But we're not going to be able to.
Because?
Next episode. Because we're starting our own TV network.
It's true.
So we can't really wear that stuff on TV. We're going to be in front of green screens. We've got suspension wires.
Mm-hmm.
We're still working on it. It's going to look great. But don't worry, for people that like to listen to podcasts and not watch them, we're still going to have the audio version available, and then we'll just describe what's happening
at the
same time.
Yeah.
This is the part of the show where you learn a little bit about us, and it's called Superhost 2000.
We are the Superhosts 2000.
What have you been up to?
Hey, did you get my gift in the mail?
Yes.
Did you try it out?
Yeah.
You comfortable with them as a new sponsor?
I'm really comfortable. It's weird. I didn't think I'd like it.
Yeah.
But it's like, why don't you tell everybody what I got?
We have had kind of bad luck with our show sponsors, mostly due to, Ray, and what he's done. But we've been fortunate enough to secure, potentially, it depends on how this goes, a new sponsor, the C-String, which is supposed to be the world's smallest thong.
Smallest.
Yeah, it's almost shaped like a C, and you can barely see it.
It's like a little spoon that kind of grabs around the front and then wraps around the back like a little doo-doo.
Yeah, it is the nearest to naked you can get without going commando.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Ray, like the sea creature.
Not
right. You got kind of the big flat.
Not the co-host of this show.
Well, he might grab you the same way, but probably not.
You've been in Japanese subways too long.
Oh, I can tell you stories. That's not what this show is about.
D-String.
It feels great.
Yeah.
Play the commercial. I'm still pretty upset about Star Wars.
We are going to christen a new, we believe a recurring segment on this show. Because it's unfortunate that it's come to this, but the fact of the matter is that we require this new segment. We require it to be recurring because George Lucas has been such a disappointment. We like to call this segment, "What are we shoving up George Lucas's ass now?"
Well, I don't know if we're going to call it that.
I think it's deserved.
We haven't completely decided on that.
I've got a Wookiee that's got his sphincter marked, you know, target.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's a type of humor our audience will appreciate.
It's not whether humor. This is serious. He deserves it. He deserves to be, well, he deserves to have a Jawa shoved up his ass.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm upset at George Lucas too, but maybe we're taking this thing a little too far.
Oh, are we? Are we? Okay, here, check this out.
What the hell is this? The Kinect Star Wars game. Let's have a look at this.
Look sharp, my friend. You've got some real competition now.
It is a Kinect Xbox 360 game, you know, where you move around. There's no joystick or anything. There's no little teledildonics device. Kind of like virtual reality. And it's like a dance game with Han Solo and all Star Wars characters doing kind of disco dancing. It's horrible. Lucas approved this, right?
Yeah, of course he approved it.
But still, I can't be angry at Lucas. I mean, he's like a hero.
C-3PO.
I know, it's funny to stick things up.
R2-D2.
I know, but still, he's like a father to me.
You need to give in to your anger, because this is crazy.
No, I can't.
No, you must.
That really makes me angry, that George Lucas would take my childhood memories and crush them like a little sexual twig.
Good.
But
feel your anger.
Why don't we walk up onto this platform? What is that thing you have in your hand? It's like a big polygon. Hey, get away from me! Stop it! This is like a man-to-man duel of lightsabers. Get, Scott, stop it. Get off me.
Let the hate flow through you.
Here, take this javelin and ejaculate.
Your thoughts betray you, Scott. I feel the good in you, the conflict.
There is no conflict.
Look, you couldn't bring yourself to kill me before. I don't believe you'll destroy me now.
Dude, I wasn't trying to kill you. But, you know, seriously, you underestimate the powers here.
I'm not doing this Lucas thing. I really don't think he deserves the kind of red carpet humor that we're trying to do here on our show. You failed. Help me!
You young fool. Only now, at the end, do you understand?
You've totally messed with my mind. You freaked my bean.
Now, young Larrabee, you will shove things up George Lucas's ass.
Together with you.
Take this. What am I giving you?
Oh, thank you. It's a lightsaber.
Right. And what are you going to do with it?
Stick up George Lucas's ass?
Go.
Okay. Oh, you've done a lot of preparation for this show, Scott. I don't know if you people at home can see this. Scott made a polygon George Lucas model for me to stick with a little triangle butthole.
He deserves it. He deserves worse, really.
Okay, here we go.
Remember, the kinetic. Just
why don't we hold it together?
Or Kinect. And what is it? Is it Kinect or kinetic?
Kinect.
Look sharp, my friend. You've got some real competition now.
Now I'm ready to stick that lightsaber up George Lucas's butt. Scott, let's both do it together. Grab the shaft.
3, 2, 1. Make it so.
That wasn't as satisfying as I thought it would be.
Just like episode 2.
Well, all this virtual reality makes me hungry for the future.
Wait.
What's the next segment called?
Yeah, I know this one. Oh, yeah. News from the year
2080. News from the year 2080.
It's a known fact that Ukrainian women are always pretty well in state of disrobe. This group, Femen, has been making headlines by baring their breast to protest prostitution, exploitation, corruption. And then they just do stunts all over the place.
Femen, like female semen.
Exactly.
What
yes.
are... So you say it's a well-known fact that Ukrainian women like to take their clothes off.
Yep. Yeah, my wife greets me at the door, bare-chested.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yep.
So this is a. Is this working? Oh, there's pictures. We got to post this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they're protesting by getting naked. I'm all for this.
I gotta say, I am not a fan. Femen, it really makes me ejaculate a temper tantrum.
Yeah, of course. Do you remember we went to a protest back in the 80s?
Do I?
Yeah.
That's where I got that tattoo. Rooney. That's where I got that tattoo.
Scott and I used to be activists in the Ottawa area. And they were protesting Brian Mulroney in general. And Scott and I showed up wearing nothing.
We got off the bus. We had, like, trench coats on. We dropped the trench coats.
I'm having a little trouble with my internet. Jeez, wait, you're kind of breaking up a little bit.
Hang on. Move towards the pink triangle.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it loading now?
No, but I think I need a load.
You've got a bad internet connection there.
I know. If only we were in Mexico. I think that's usually the way.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, you know all about it. I mean, look at you. You're loading up on dogs.
In Mexico, they have a thing where you get free Wi-Fi in exchange for dog poop.
Yeah.
Did you know about that? Did you know?
Yeah.
Then there's nothing to discuss. But we'll tell the viewers, hey, in Mexico, people want Wi-Fi, like everywhere, free Wi-Fi. There's an internet provider there called Terra, T-E-R-R-A.
Oh.
You can use dog poop to get internet Wi-Fi for free.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not free if you have to use dog poop to pay for it, because first you have to buy a dog.
Right.
Then you have to buy dog food, hire someone to make the dog chew the dog food and digest it.
I would think that the dog would do the chewing. You don't need to hire somebody to do the chewing for the dog.
Look, I've never been to Mexico. I don't know how they do it.
It's true. I hadn't really thought about it. I actually thought it was a really good idea, but now that you've kind of stripped apart the business model, it doesn't really sound that sound.
Well, because how do they prove that it's real dog? Can you not just buy a whole bunch of chocolate bars? Can you buy a bunch of Eat Mores and just throw them in the bin and say, oh, that's dog poop?
Or the joke shop ones.
Exactly. They're cheap compared to paying for Wi-Fi.
Yeah, yeah.
It's much cheaper to buy, you know, like a dollar store fake dog poop.
But on the other hand, if you just went to Taco Bell and fed your dog Taco Bell, like you get those, like what they call a taco or a burrito, you are going to be flowing in Wi-Fi for a long time. You'll be knee deep in the internet.
Is this really what we're doing? I like it. I mean, I think we should use poop to pay for everything.
Yeah, it's true.
But we need to check that it's real poop. I mean, you can't just use chocolate pudding and expect the economy to still function with that.
You know. That is crazy. Of course not. It has to be
real.
Otherwise,
it's like print your own money, you know? Everybody could just pay for anything with chocolate pudding.
It's true.
Instead of using actual feces.
It's true.
Because feces is limited. You could only make so much feces per day.
I never thought about it, but I guess you're right. But speaking of poo, nice flower. That's right. Canada is number one when it comes to smelly, smelly flowers.
Wait, are you sure?
Oh, yeah. We got, like, the number one smelling flower. It smells like a rotting corpse. Take that, USA. No one beats Canada at putrefied flowers. No one!
Congratulations, Canada.
And you know what? We know because we asked Steppenwolf about it.
What did they say?
They're the barometer on all things Canadian, as we talked about last.
Steppenwolf said, we're also very excited about this new smelly flower. It makes us proud to be Canadian, and we're so proud of all Canadians.
There you go. End quote.
Steppenwolf also said, we used to like the smell of smoke and lightning and heavy metal thunder. Now we like the smell of this putrid flower.
You know what else Steppenwolf loves the smell of?
What?
Coffee in the morning. And here's science I give a crap about. Some scientists have figured out how to not spill your coffee while you're walking.
Impossible.
No, no, I mean, they've done it. They've cracked the formula. In the future, there will be no coffee-related injuries.
Okay, how?
Well,
does it say, or is it just like always?
Yeah, actually, it does. It says you have to walk slowly, as I recall. What do you need to do?
Oh, it's a technique. It's not a special cup.
No, no.
Well, how do we make money off this?
So the first thing you need to do: walk slowly.
Hmm.
And rather than carry a big stick, watch your cup, not your feet. Researchers found that when the study participants focused on their cups, the average number of steps they took before spilling coffee increased greatly. I think that's really something that we all need to keep in mind.
Oh, so you watch the cup or you don't watch the cup?
You watch the cup. So it's not like it's a boiling pot of water. No more coffee-related injuries in the future. McDonald's can just remove those silly warnings from their lids. The world
just give instructions on how to walk, like a little diagram.
They won't have to. It'll become, everybody will now know. They'll have another sign up there. They'll have, like, you know, the guy walking, the hand, and with a coffee cup.
Well, look, when I walk with coffee, I try to go as fast as I can to reduce the chances of spilling the coffee before I get there.
You try to what?
Don't tell me how to walk with my coffee. Look, I run with my coffee to get there as soon as I can, because then there's less chance of spilling. It's based on Environics, it's based on Scientology, and it's based on
I was going to say Dianetics,
physics.
But okay.
Dianetics, too.
No, Dianetics, Dianetics. But
that's what I said. And
look, this is science, not Scientology.
There's no difference.
The world is better because of science.
Same thing.
Space exploration, screw NASA, and all of its stuff. This is what people need to better their lives. Not green, googly-eyed aliens that space captains get to bang. No, space exploration is just a plot to seek out new booty. The nerds at NASA feel there's life on another planet. We'll finally find them attractive and interesting. No, this is the science that we need. This is the science we need. Actual applications to everyday life that makes our lives better. What has NASA done, you know?
Look, I'm going to try it. Are you going to try this? So I can use a regular mug. I can walk down the street with a regular mug.
Yeah.
I don't have to have a special mug.
Yeah.
What about gender? Does that matter?
No, gender doesn't matter.
What if I was a woman with extremely large breasts? Are you saying I could walk with a cup of coffee without spilling it, even though I've got huge breasts?
Yes.
What about a man with unnaturally large genitals? He's just going to be able to balance and walk normally with coffee and not spill it? Your theory is full of holes, just like your George Lucas model.
And I'm plugging them.
Plugging them up with science, I bet.
With science. You know what coffee is?
Nectar of the gods?
It's a stimulant.
It is a stimulant.
It keeps you up.
Yes, go on.
Just like crying babies.
Babies.
It's babies.
Nature's coffee.
That's right. Babies. Jerks of the future.
Babies. Jerks of the future. Babies. Jerks of the future.
This is the part of the show where I, an expectant father of a lovely baby boy, will answer Ray's biting questions about babies. Neither Ray nor I are baby experts, so please, our advice should not be followed. Ray has never been a father, will never be a father, as he had his testicles cut off because he tried to hump a table saw.
Baby was kicking your wife's internal organs.
Yeah, pretty much same thing. Pretty much a lot of punching and kicking.
Does it affect her health? Because if I punch myself in the spleen, I imagine it would affect my health negatively or positively. Have you noticed anything adverse?
No, not really.
Or beneficial? No.
I should probably pay more attention to her. That's what I'm thinking. After now that you've asked me, I probably have neglected her too much.
If I had a baby inside,
we should probably make sure we get through this segment and show so I can check on her, because really I did hear some like groaning and whines from below, and I just thought it was the cats. So
if she has, let's say she has a sore lower back, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could kind of grab the baby, manipulate it with your hands, kind of twist it around backwards, and make sure it's kind of kicking behind, so it's massaging your back from the inside.
It's like a reach around.
Having a baby inside you is not much different than swallowing an action figure.
Says you, right? Like, let's just be clear. How many babies have you had inside you?
It's like a Teddy Ruxpin in your body. So, it's the same thing. Like, if I had a Furby inside
Furby.
Me I wanted to massage my lower back, I would kind of position it in a way where it was kicking and punching like a speed bag. You decided on a baby name?
I was going for a can opener.
I like can opener.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows, I don't know, jack crap about babies.
Yep.
But one thing I do know is about dogs, because I've got a dog. Last year, I got a little puppy, and what's going on now is I'm getting a new puppy.
Yeah, but, dude, this is not the place for talking about a puppy.
So it's the segment
is babies. Jerks
baby?
Of the future.
Babies.
Yeah.
Baby what?
Well, clearly it meant human baby.
No, not clearly. I think babies should be any kind of babies. If I want to talk about licorice babies, we could talk about licorice babies. We could talk about...
Oh, yeah, let's just not have any rules, right? Let's just have anarchy. Like, why do we go through the bother of creating a show plan, having a table read, going through this entire thing if you're just going to throw it out and just invent anything? Oh,
you know what?
Baby Asparagus Day. Like, why don't
we
just talk
about... Yeah, maybe
we
should.
Yeah.
Maybe we should. You know what? We're going to talk about The Muppet Babies was produced by the Jim Henson Company and Marvel Productions. Muppet Babies.
Nothing sacred to you. You don't care, right? Like, this is a joke to you. This is just your way of finding a better place. Like, this is a stepping stone, you figure.
Look, I just want to feel involved somehow with this baby thing.
Like, instead of just phoning this in every week, or every second week, as the case may be, tell us about your dog.
Scott, my testicles have been mutilated beyond recognition. I need some sympathy because of that. I mean, look at them. Look at them. Are you looking at them? Half the polygons are missing.
I was just saying, it's a little pixelated.
They're a mess.
They
look
are.
At yours. Yours are perfect little dodecahedrons.
So I'm supposed to feel bad for you because... No. Look, we focus group this, anyway, it doesn't matter. So we're eating up time that could be better used for other segments, but please do tell us about your doggy. Okay,
I'm
time's up. We got to move on. So
okay. Uncle Walt, it's baby
Japan.
Stuff, and I want to be related somehow. You always get to do all the baby stuff.
Fine, go ahead.
Did you know Japan is running out of babies?
What is that? Is that why they dress their animals up like small children?
Yes, probably.
I thought they were just trying to claim some kind of child subsidy from the government for dressing them up like that.
Oh, God, there's not enough people in Japan. They're running out. You know, it's expensive to have babies here.
Yeah, so the dog children clearly are cheaper.
Oh, they are, actually, because you get free Wi-Fi. But
right. Oh, that's why. It's moving from Mexico to... All of the great inventions tend to... migrate from Mexico to Japan.
If current trends continue, mm-hmm. which they probably will, as far as we know,
yeah.
in the year 3011 will be the final Japanese baby.
So they really put it off so that they won't look bad if they're wrong, right?
There's a link. We'll put the link on our show notes. There's a link to a baby clock. You can see exactly how many babies are born in Japan.
Babies can't even read.
Every second.
They can't even read.
Japanese babies can read. I don't know about your shitty school system.
I thought
here.
It would be a baby, like a cartoon character with arms moving around at least.
Baby clock? No. This is you know, web design Japan is way, way behind.
Okay.
Imagine a baby clock in 1993. That's what it would be like. They're all one reason is it's expensive. Mm-hmm. Another reason is a lot of young Japanese guys are not interested in ladies. They're not interested in sex. They don't think women are exciting. They don't find themselves masculine enough.
Well, you
it's
don't
a
have that problem.
Culture. No, I don't. No. Especially with these mangled testicles.
No.
Herbivores. That's the term they're using to describe these kind of more effeminate guys who are just not interested in the meat of Japanese women.
But you don't have that problem, do you, Ray?
No. No, I don't. Cow-like. Just reading the cards.
That was terrible.
Just reading the cards.
So herbivores, they're like those guys that hang out in that park in Japan, in Tokyo, that dress like Herb Tarlick?
Yeah, cosplayers for WKRP in Cincinnati.
That's right.
A lot of young Japanese people prefer their virtual friends, you know, like internet robots, VR systems like the one we are in now. A lot of people are having rape fantasies in virtual reality. And, you know, it's just a different society. So they have relationships with their, you know, comic book friends.
They have relationships with their comics.
Yeah.
Are their pages glossy?
Yeah, kind of.
There you go.
There's a survey by the Japan Family Planning Association, which is like the Catholic Church here. And they found that 36% of males between 16 and 19 had no interest in sex. Can you imagine?
Yeah, but did they ask them if they like rape fantasy?
16 and 19. What were you doing between 16 and 19? I'll tell you. Scott was fucking his pillow, just like I was. But and you know, there's nothing you can say about that, because we all know it's true.
Although...
By the way, I made this polygon pillow for you. What do you think? I used 16 polys to make it. It's kind of nice. Smooth. I copied and pasted part of George Lucas.
Okay, well, I guess we'll forget that whole line. All right.
There's a diaper manufacturer called Unicharm.
Unicharm.
They only have one charm.
Yeah, what is it?
Their diapers. A few weeks ago, they announced for the first time ever, sales of their adult diapers were larger than those for babies.
Yeah, okay, but seriously, that actually makes that makes some sense. I'm a busy guy. I don't have time to sit and poop.
It's true. And these kids from 16 to 19 have no interest in sex. Why do they need to use the toilet? Put on the who's
But it's weird,
see,
though,
right?
Because Japan has some absolute top-notch toilet technology.
Hey, people don't have time.
Yeah, they don't have time. It's a dog-eat-dog world there. It's competition. Fierce. Every man for himself.
Well,
fighting
my mom
your way.
Actually was... Sorry to go back to the dog thing. My mom was mentioning that her dogs have a brother that rarely visits. But when he does visit, he kind of tries to mark things. She takes a maxi pad and straps it around his waist so the end of his penis is on the end of the maxi pad. And then when he tries to mark, he kind of wets himself and is like, whoa, better not do that anymore.
Did you say
you... I thought I'd mention that. I'd add that to spice up our podcast.
I did you say... I wasn't listening well enough, I think. What, who was doing this?
My mom. Mom, maxi pad, dog, strap on.
That's the
sperm. Can we talk about sperm? I can't make any. Maybe you've got some information about sperm. I don't know, because you're Mr. Sperm Shooter. Always making sperm everywhere. Why don't you rub it in?
Well, anyway, I
sperm right in.
Look at that was a great. I was going to say throw, but obviously I mean ejaculate.
Look, I'm trying to toss you some good stuff here.
You are. You've always been a good tosser.
Well, thank you. That's a really nice compliment.
Popular wisdom holds that you follow each sperm follow each other as they swim through the female tract, rather like how you or I might swim through a swimming pool.
Oh yeah, when we swim in a swimming pool together, what do, Scott?
We usually smack into the wall a lot.
Exactly.
We try to burrow our way into the wall.
Come over to the curtain over here.
Uh-huh.
Polygon curtain. Okay, the red one.
Yeah.
Update's really slow because you gotta get some dog going on and get that internet fixed.
It's true.
Okay, we have a swimming pool.
Yeah.
Check it out. It's shaped like a kidney, a polygon kidney. Hop in, let's go in and we'll demonstrate our swimming.
Okay. So, like... Sperm, when they hit each other,
right,
they don't just
here.
Hit.
Yeah.
They go past and carry on in the direction they were going.
Here,
so they'll stop, swerve, swim.
Okay, let's demonstrate for the listeners.
So apparently what science is telling us, besides the coffee thing, is that most sperm a man makes are bad sperm. Basically, they mug people.
I'm glad I don't make any.
They're abnormal in some way. So they're...
This is why we have criminals?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so the
you
scientists...
and I are not criminals. Like, you know, we steal our listeners' hearts and time.
On a human scale, what the scientist said is the equivalent, in an hour, of that researcher getting halfway up Everest, crawling in cold butter.
What?
Yeah.
How would that guy know that?
I know.
Are we still learning about sperm?
Yeah.
Like, isn't this something when they invented the microscope, they're like, I'm bored. What are we going to put under this microscope?
Here, hold on. Wait, hold on.
Wait.
You see it now?
Oh, sperm. Yeah. Right? Like, they must have been looking at sperm for centuries. And
that's how
why
the,
are
that's
we still learning
facial,
about sperm?
That's how the
it's time
develops.
To stop this research.
Yeah.
It's just magic man butter. That's all we need to know.
And that's exactly, I think, where the connection with going up Everest in cold butter comes from.
It doesn't make sense. It's a gentleman's hollandaise, for one thing.
That's true, it is. That's the way you can say it in polite company.
Here, hand me that polygon towel.
There you go.
Ow! Hey, didn't you read the sign over there?
I'm having trouble reading it.
No horseplay.
Oh, right.
It's really pixely far.
Yeah. You know what?
Maybe let's get her fly over to the... Let's get out of the change room there.
Okay, I'm going to rub this segment out.
Okay, so why don't we go over to... You built a little polygon thing for our next segment. Take my hand and let's fly together like Peter Pan.
Yeah, that's totally...
We're flying through the sky. I think this podcast is a never-ending story. Let's land this stupid thing. Okay, I'll see you at the movies, which is right over there at the movie theater. Come on, let's fly in. Whoa!
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 Okay, here we are in the movies, and if you'll notice, look at the date up on the wall.
Wait, I gotta get some popcorn.
Oh, okay. Hang on. Anyway,
can I have some goobers? I want goobers, too.
Go get some goobers.
Yep, got it.
You better eat some of those quick.
Mm-hmm.
That frame rate is dropping like crazy.
Mm-hmm. Movies from a year from now. Gonna freak your bean. The best darn movies that you ever have seen.
All right, so lots of podcasts review films.
Only Future Jerks reviews films from a year in the future.
June 7, 2013, which is like a month away from a year from now.
Not in virtual reality. We're already there.
Oh my
using
God.
Our imagination and technology.
That's true.
So what's this movie? Oh, there's the poster.
After Eight.
After Eight, like the mints.
Yeah, exactly.
They've run out of movie ideas.
I think we've clearly seen that, right? So, yeah.
What are they going to do? A Toffee Fae movie next?
Exactly.
Ferrero Rocher?
A Toblerone.
Black Magic? Turtles? Come on! Actually, we were just pulling your leg, audience. It's called After Earth.
Yeah. What?
It's an upcoming live-action science fiction thriller directed by your favorite, Scott.
I know.
Together.
Night. Shyamalan Ding Dong.
Shyamalan.
I can never do this guy. Shyamalan.
He's the guy who made Pay It Forward, and he made that baseball movie.
What? No, he didn't.
Yeah. Baseball movie Signs.
Oh, God. That was so terrible.
And what about Unbreakable? I don't understand. Look, audience. I'm sure some of you out there liked Unbreakable. Here's Unbreakable. It starts off with a superhero who can't be destroyed, and then immediately you meet a superhero who can be destroyed. And then the rest of the movie, you're like, I wonder, what's the story? They just revealed it right at the beginning. It's like, here's the bad guy.
Yeah, this guy, he made The Sixth Sense, right?
Sixth Sense.
Yeah, like that was the only movie of his that I can tolerate.
That was a ripoff of Casper. You look at the year Casper came out, it was like 5 years before Sixth Sense, and it's a direct ripoff.
Of Casper,
you watch
the Friendly
them
Ghost?
Side by side, yeah. Yeah, if you, I've done this before. I've taken these VR goggles, I got two DVD players. I put Casper.
Right.
And the other one, I put The Sixth Sense. I put them both at the same time, one in each eye, and it looked like a 3D film of Casper.
Wow.
Because it's an identical movie. It's exactly the same story.
Okay.
Oh, the ending's a little different because I don't want to tell you how. I don't want to spoil the ending of Casper, but it's a kind of a twist.
I'm sure it is. But you know what twists me is that why do I keep... I can't even stomach like looking at his movies anymore. I mean, it's like The Matrix. Each one got worse and worse and worse. So I got fooled with The Signs. And then after that, the next one came out and I thought, oh, well, maybe this one will be better. Like, you know how Tarantino has one stinker and then he'll have like a really good one and then he'll have a really bad one like Jackie Brown
do you think this will be the one where he turns it around? This is going to be the one. It's like the theoretical next Eddie Murphy movie that's going to be funny.
No, they're all the clumps.
Things have changed.
Things
are different now.
No, it's all
okay, but this
the
has
clumps.
Will Smith, who only ever makes good movies.
It's pretty true, right?
Yeah, Hancock was amazing. He was in iRobot.
Yep.
He was in Shark Tale.
Not that great.
He was in Jersey Girl.
Really?
Yep. He was in Bad Boys 2.
Also not great.
He was in Wild Wild West.
Oh, really not great. Well, he's got a bunch coming out. But anyway...
He's in Men in Black 3.
Yeah, he's doing that. Anyway, what about this After Eight movie?
It's a sci-fi movie. Will Smith and Jaden Smith. I don't know if they're related. They might be.
It's hard to say. We should research. We should get researchers.
I'll assume they're not.
Right.
They're just coincidentally both called Smith.
After Eight takes place in the far future.
After
Earth?
Yeah.
After Earth takes place in the far future and centers around a father and son duo, Will and Jaden Smith, not related, who crash land on our home planet, which, at that point, has been abandoned by humanity for centuries. The son has a chance to prove his own worth. And when he ventures out and explores the mysterious, sometimes scary world in the hopes of finding help for his injured father!
Who else is in it?
Who else is going to be in this wonderful movie?
Yeah, you might want to ask.
Now, Scott!
What?
I haven't done any research on this whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
All of that was just improv.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, who else is in this?
Isabel Furman. Hunger Games. You've never seen the Hunger Games ever?
Oh,
I haven't seen the Hunger Games.
Hunger Games. Is that the one about the hippos?
Movies about board games now?
What?
When we were kids, was there any board game movies?
Q-Bert.
Q-Bert the movie. That was good.
Yeah.
Actually, it's a classic. They better not reboot that shit.
Yeah.
Why? Connect 4, the movie, is coming out soon. They're making a movie out of Checkers.
Oh.
What about Rush Hour? What about the Pictionary, the movie?
Pictionary, the movie, really? Okay, where are you? Stop it.
Backgammon?
All you need to just do...
What about the movie Battleship? You've got this stupid Candyland movie coming out. You've got...
Oh, my God. We got to move out. Let's move to a place where there's no board games. Just video games. Electronics. We're going to Japan.
Well, this is the part of the show where I ask Ray about futuristic life in futuristic Japan.
There's some AKB48 news.
Yeah, so are they over?
Over. Well, probably not, but there's like a new thing. Remember, we were talking in previous episodes about how Japanese guys are obsessed with young women.
Yeah.
Not so much anymore. That's over.
Yeah.
Over. Mature lady boom has just started. We're in the middle of it.
But yeah. Mature means something different there.
No. We're talking milfy older women.
I'm pretty sure it means anything over 30.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Right, not 40s.
Yeah, mature lady meaning under 40, over 30 specifically. But it's progress, right?
Sure.
There's a newspaper called Shuken Bunshun, which is like Newsweek over there, and they reported...
You mean nobody's subscribing to it?
Is Newsweek over?
Well, it's a dying industry, right?
It's still popular here.
It's, you know what, it's...
Glossy pages.
Its subscriber base is going down like the population base of babies in Japan.
Oh, I hope there's no magazine editors listening to this. We're very sorry.
It's controversial, really, I know, but I'm not going to hold my tongue.
What are you doing?
I'm not holding my tongue. That's what I'm doing. So go to Shukan Bunshan. Bunshan.
Hey, shut your polygons. Let me do the talking.
All right.
Mature ladies were once the obsession of fanatics, says a representative from an adult video company. Now, it is an established genre. Big-name companies are seeing their biggest sales from titles featuring mature ladies. As to the content, the stories are strong, featuring elements of drama, which appeals to fans.
It's true. Like, you know, like that whole... Japan's like a whole other country. Like,
almost.
With a whole other language.
So this Shukan Bunshun newspaper we were just talking about, they have... I mean, it's not exactly like Newsweek. I mean, here, I'll send you one of these articles. Here, see this briefcase in my hand?
Yep.
Okay, take the briefcase carefully. Careful, careful.
Got
take
it.
The briefcase.
Yep.
Yeah, open the briefcase.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. And grab the document.
Uh-huh.
And just wait for it to load. Okay, read that document. This is from Shukan Bunshun newspaper. It's just read it to the audience.
You want me to read the whole thing?
Just read the whole thing exactly as it's
And this is me reading an article.
Yeah, he's reading. This is not the opinions of the broadcast.
Me, yeah, I'm not. This is not my. It's an erotic diary entry as published in the weekly tabloid Shukan Bunshan by Winnie Wanaguchi. My boyfriend is a real straight arrow. And after he spent the night at my place, the next morning, as I had not been satiated after I saw him off at the door, I went back to bed, got out a rotary adult toy, and began titillating myself. While thinking of him, of course. Just as I was about to reach orgasm, I heard a male voice saying, "Hey, what are you doing?" I turned to the doorway, and there he was. He'd come back to my pad to retrieve something he'd left behind. Fee, fi, fo, fum, and yummy, yum, yum.
Oh my god.
Just mute yourself or something. Like, I can't when you're laughing.
Okay.
Here comes a tantalizingly turgid tale from the March issue of the woman's masturbatory magazine, Rene Tengokyu, as replayed in Shukan Bunshan, May 17. From out of nowhere, he produced... What the f***? From out of nowhere, he produced a huge 20-centimeter-long vibrator and asked me, "How do you use one of these anyway?" Frankly, I was surprised by his complete change of personality, from Mr. Straight to a lecherous adult video leading man, but I egged him on, and soon he was thrusting the 8-watt whopper into my willing womb.
So this is like the Newsweek of Japan.
You want me to continue?
I don't think you should.
I think that's... And just to reiterate, this was me reading the erotic diary entry of Winnie Wanaguchi as published in the Weekly Tabloid. This was not my actual erotic diary entry.
I like how it's a huge 20 centimeter long. 20 centimeters is not that long.
What's
really, in the vibrator world.
Right.
Right? That's like a regular or small vibrator. Grab my lure.
Well, yeah, it's in centimeters, so you carry the 4, right?
Well, here, I'll show you. It's we're in a 2 pixels per centimeter
right.
Environment, so here's a here's the vibrator for you.
Not exactly Whitezilla, is it?
It's, yeah, so not that big. Here, go grab Lucas again from the trash.
Yeah, let's get him.
I'm gonna undelete. We'll do that. We'll do that after the show.
All right.
This is not triangular, so I don't know how we're going to work it.
Wait, but there's a spherical. Let's cut that in half, and we can make a bowl.
You're like a geometry genius.
I know. You know what that looks like?
A bowl?
Yeah.
A soup bowl.
There we go. It's time for soup talk.
This is the best part of the show!
It's soup talk. It's soup talk. Soup talk. Let's talk about soup.
Ray likes all soups. It's a fact. I can prove it.
You can?
Yeah. Ray has been, his wife has been out of town, and now she's back. So, hey, Ray, what soups did your wife learn about when she was away?
Well, my wife went to Germany. She went to Frankfurt, and she went to
I hear she likes
Paris.
The Frankfurt.
She loves the Frankfurt. She had a lot of good soups over there. She had Spargel soup.
You know, it's a beautiful Spargel? Language. It's a beautiful language.
Spargel is
wasn't that a show on CBC with Muppets? Spargel Rock?
That's not even close to Spargel. I'll Spargel you, mister. Spargel is when they take asparagus.
Spargel is actually what the Smurfs originally. Did you know that the Smurfs were originally German? And they used to say, I'm going to Spargel you.
Really?
Yeah.
Good God. She had so many soups over there, it's sickening me to even think about how many great soups I missed out on. I was over here. Listen, my soup experience during that week and a half was horrible. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of instant soup. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of... I had soup from Subway.
What?
Yeah.
Is that endorsed by Jared?
I don't know how he keeps so skinny with that soup. It's like a bucket of goddamn lard.
Wow.
That's what it's like. Disgusting soups. Oh, God. Just when I think about it, it makes me sad. Sad in my heart. Oh,
here we go again. All right. We got to wrap this up because...
I can't even make my own soup. I'm as useless as a 20-centimeter dildo.
All right. Look, this is... You know
Look
what?
At these polygon tears coming out of my eyes.
People, while he's weeping in his bowl of clam chowder, you know what you guys can do for all the listeners out there? Do us a favor. Go to iTunes. Give us a review. Give us 5 stars. We need it. We need to get some attention here because we're attention seeking. It's the only thing that'll stop him from crying, really.
I've got no purpose in this universe.
I know. It's okay. It's okay, little pal.
We'll see you back to the future.
Back. Future jerks.